Jody, you're going to interview me, ask questions?
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here on a very special edition of our Jody Bear radio show. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, that's J-O-D-E-E, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done. But tonight, she's got a super special guest. I'm excited about hearing this myself. And as a result of her super special guest, I'm going to keep my introduction somewhat less as far as time is concerned, but if you've never met Jody Bear before, you have to meet Jody. I met her about a dozen years ago as a referral of a friend, and when I made that first phone call to Jody, she really made an impact on me. I just knew there was something about her voice. There was something about the conversation. I knew that she'd probably be part of my life forever, and she'd make a big impact, and she has done with me and with many of you as well as you're listening in. And we've watched her go from distributor to consultant to businesswoman to all this sort of stuff. And then I hinted that she should probably do some web podcasts, and she did that, and then she became a doctor and a television, and she's got a guest host here that's antsy to ready to go get started. So we are going to get started with Ms. Jody Bear. Jody's a favorite friend of ours. We're going to get started. So Jody, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Peter. And it's really nice to have a guest that's so eager, and I can hardly wait. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank my guest who will be on here shortly, Eric Zenger. But most of all, I want to thank you, Peter, for allowing me to go ahead and to think about it. 13 years and 52 radio shows. Probably we took a few off. But we're having thousands of times that we've done this together on Sunday nights. It's become a ritual, and it's a great ritual. But more than anything else, you've allowed me the platform to bring health, healing, and wholeness really to this broadcast family and to the world. And this is no different. As you know, the small-town girl from Montana came to Atlanta as an absolute, what was my talent? Music was my talent, but health became my passion. And now knowing that I've gone from retired to unretired thanks to COVID and became from, as Les Brown says, we're going in this world from brick and mortar to click and order, as you said, Peter, to being able to be coached. As you said, Jody, I think you need to do this. Jody, you think you need to do this? I was a health coach and holistic practitioner that just helped people get well. Just like one of my websites is justgetwell.com. How did I do it? Through the six pillars of foundational health, beginning with spiritual, physical is very important, but the second one is mental and emotional. You're going to hear about this tonight. Then physical, financial, and social. Why is this important, ladies and gentlemen? Because I truly can say that without a doubt, this is just an expression of not only the spiritual, the mental and emotional pillar of right here, but Eric Zenger is one of those men that just goes through all six pillars, what he does, a humble servant. But because, as Peter, you always say, a friend of a friend of a friend, it's because of Dreammaker Tony Doty with his Dreammaker agency that put me on the phone, just sitting on the couch, coming over and having a little bit of dinner with he and his beautiful wife, Christina. And as Tony is wont to do, he says, oh, here, I'd like you to meet Eric Zenger. He puts the phone in my face on speaker. I'm going, well, hi, Eric. And it was one of those things. It was just a connection that was extraordinary. Why was that? Because this is the social pillar. Because I'm going to quote Les Brown one more time. And I can say that what he says, yeah, there's a little bit of background. I'm just going to say, because it is live radio, if there are guests and whatever, to go ahead and just mute your line. It would be very helpful in this backup that we have. That'll be great. Because I really want you to get what Tony is truly, truly the epitome of this. Because as Les Brown says, we are born alone and die alone, but in between the hashes, we need each other. And this other is what Tony gave to me in the presence of Eric Zender. Now, as with the click and order mentality, and I'm proud and honored to say that Healthopedia Publishing and what I've done since COVID is that I now can say unequivocally that I'm a 73-time best-selling author and publisher. And then knowing that we've now taken another Healthopedia lead author and the stature of Eric Zender to what we're going to be doing here, launching Beauty and the Best, the absolute, quote, master Eric Zender, and it rhymes, and I love rhyme time, but he just has that much depth and knowledge and heart, truly a trinity, spiritual, mental, and emotional. And you will hear after this commercial break from the quote master himself, soon to be Healthopedia Elite author, Eric Zender. Peter, back to you for our commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. You are ready to hear some great stuff from health coach Jody. Jody's got a website with us. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, that's J-O-D-E-E, you'll be able to hear her and this radio show all over again. And we're going to make sure that Eric Zender has a guest page. Zender is Z-E-H-N-D-E-R. Jody, take it away.
Yes, everybody gets a guest page because we just go down not just on the dirt road with Building Fortunes Radio and what we've built here on this platform, but I can say, Peter, and what you've done is that we go down the turnpike of all five lanes or maybe even the Audubon. But tonight it is the Audubon with Eric Zender, known as the Quote Master. He has written over 20,000 quotes. He's the author artist of the Education by Quotation series. Isn't that beautiful? A Yale graduate and lot of historian from, yes, Yale, not in, we're going to yell, it is Y-A-L-E, yes, the Ivy League school himself. He is a leading speaker on quantum intelligence versus AI as my teacher, trainer, coach in health, and the co-founder of Healthopedia says, AI, Eric, you're going to love this one, intelligence versus AI. AI doesn't stand for artificial intelligence. With you and what we've created here with Healthopedia Publishing, it's truly artistic intelligence. But his Prime, Amazon Prime movies, my goodness, Beyond Physical Matter, they were on the red carpet at the Academy Awards. And Tony and Dreammaker Agency's next film, The Frequency of Miracles, I'm just honored that they put me on the caboose of that train, Eric, and we're going to be in that movie together. So, as we say, the quantum river is an endless home base, but with 20,000 quotes, let's just bring them all to life, starting with Healthopedia's first publishing of these quotes for him. He's got others, but this is our first round with this, Beauty and the Best. Eric, welcome to Building Fortunes Radio.
Welcome back, Jody. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and you are pretty exciting. I can hardly wait for our audience to get to know incredible you. So just tell us a little bit about your background, your story, would you please?
Well, I think the very first thing I want to say to the people listening is how Tony and Jody made this happen. And Jody, I told Jody, wow, Jody, you're an approachable leader. I'm doing a book in the future called The Approachable Leader. And most leaders I meet are not quite all that approachable. But I said, Jody, you know what the definition of an approachable leader is? You prime the pump so others can pump the prime. So
Coach Prime got the Heisman Trophy with Travis Hunter last night. So let's all just say Coach Prime, let's just be primed in that. I had to put that little athletic thing in there.
I wanted to say this to all the people. You know, I'm almost not quite answering the specific question, but I want to say that if God is in the business of making a divine calendar of connections, if you save just a few percent of your life, maybe 2 to 5%, for God to give you connections you didn't think of, you didn't make up, you are all going to get fantastic connections happening to you. You're going to be wowed by God. I'm going to tell you a little story about Trump and the quotes that I write for Trump. And we came up with a great phrase. On the fifth day and the second day before the election, I write 5 quotes a day for Trump. And on those days, I also get to do a 50 to 100-word brief. And on those 2 days, I just put, on the fifth day and the second day, I said, President Trump, if you have no other strength, just say this prayer. Please, Lord Jesus, wow America. Wow me and wow all the lovers of freedom and freedom of speech. And I got back notes that he did so. And I think we got wowed in the election. I think it's not just, you know, with Kennedy coming on and the emphasis on health. I know Kennedy has, like, totally made me throw out all processed foods. I mean, I get it. But what I want to say here is that take that word. There's something new. You're going to be wowed. It's not going to be because you super work hard, although you should be prepared. Stop that. If you're ready, if you can believe that God has people working for you that you don't know, but if you have that ear and you're approachable, you're going to have some meetings, and one person will change your life.
Yes, and Eric, I can truly say in this short briefing, thanks to Tony and Christina Doty, you've changed mine. And so that is your story, but how does historian from Yale, and you'll read, and of course, I'm going to just tell you up front that this is, you got to buy the book when it comes out, and you'll hear all about his bio, but how this Kierkegaardian historian, Yale guy, ended up writing quotes, how did that happen?
Well, I think you asked, what's the background? The big thing at Yale is not Yale itself, but I was the live-in page for a year with Dr. Roland Bainton, who was the great biographer of Martin Luther in the book Here I Stand. And I got to live with him for a year, and he has 70 years at Yale, okay? He was the old Christian, old school scholar, lecturer, and he was nothing like an egghead. And when he would give a lecture, like my other great mentor, Dr. Paul Homer there, typically they would get a standing ovation from the class at the end. He was probably one of the 5 greatest professors in the entire history of Yale. But he would send me to his private study library room. There were 3,000 books on all of history on one side, 3,000 books on Reformation and Renaissance on the other, and I'd research texts. We'd set up correspondence and interviews, but he always liked to teach. And so one day he says, Eric, I'm 89. He says, you're my last student, he says. And he would get up at 5, eat trail mix, or one handful, and hit the books for 2 hours. If we didn't have interviews or correspondence, he would spend 4 hours most of that year teaching me everything that he knew in history. Now, at the same time, Dr. Paul Homer mentored me. Now, Paul Homer was the leading Kierkegaard scholar ever, and then he was also the foremost Wittgenstein scholar. Now, other people saw, I would drive with him to Princeton where he gave lectures, and we'd go back and forth about fundamental language theory. I had a desire from a long time and had done that at the University of California, Irvine, under a Yale PhD, Dr. Lewis Frohman. I'd had 11 courses on fundamental language theory, and that was what I wanted to do with my life. But there's even earlier antecedents. I was born with a love for language. So we don't want to just say these people did it. But what happened is my love of language went into fundamental, or what you call central language theory. So this is what I said to everybody listening. science studies matter for answers. Okay? Quantum studies energy for matters. I study language, and I put 30, 40 years in. And my main job has been to, my dad and I have been two master builders. We've built a lot of houses and complexes, very large builders in Huntington Beach, California. But I always got up an hour because I wanted to be that writer. I knew instinctively to pursue language, and we're there. So I've written 20,000 quotes. Go on. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 20,000 quotes. Now, we can't give all 20,000, but you don't know, you get a good 100 when you go ahead and purchase your copy. When it hits the Amazon bookshelves, you'll be able to get Beauty and the Beast. So give us a couple of...
Oh, go on. Ask.
Give us a couple of your quotes. Give us a couple, two or three of your quotes. We can't get all 20,000, and of course, and they're going to get 100 when they buy our Beauty and the Best book. But give us two or three of your best, would you please?
Yeah, I do want to say something real quickly. The cover for the Beauty and the Best was hand drawn by a builder friend of mine, Thomas Jacobs. It's a $3,000 cover. It's really gorgeous art. Anyway, here's some quotes. Okay, wherever I go, I do almost a stand-up. It's almost like comedy, except it's quotes. I say, okay, let's just get into it. Here's one. If you want your creative people to reach stars, give them space. That's so popular that NASA took it. And 9 months ago, NASA sent it to the moon with a time capsule. They came to me and said, would you give us one quote for our time capsule on the moon? And I said, well, if you want your creative people to reach stars, give them space. They said, that's it. So it's actually on the moon. Here's another one. You don't have to wait for your ship to come in. You can build it. How about this one? Hope. For every great storm.
But hold on. But before you go on to the next one, I want you to say that second one because guess what? Guess what, Eric? That is truly for the builder that your family is. So say that one again, would you please?
Yeah, you don't have to wait for your ship to come in. You can build it. Isn't that a great line?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Another way to say it is you can't sit your way out of problems, but you can build your way out of problems. So
yes.
Hope. Hope is as invisible as the air, but about as necessary for life. Hope. There's always hope because the same... Because the same thing that saves you from the bottom, the exact same thing is able to take you to the top. So on leadership, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Okay.
Amen on that one. And so, are you going to give us a couple from Beauty and the Best too, please, before we're done?
Sure, Beauty.
We're going to go
Beauty,
with it.
How we, mm-hmm. Beauty, how we keep every day from being just every day. Beauty, beauty to a novice is like a horse that's stationary in a pose. Beauty to the experience is how a horse runs its race. So one of the things we say, let me think about for business and art, is if the location sells the pie, that's business. If the pie sells the location, that's art.
I like that because that's a really great one for artistic intelligence as well.
Absolutely.
And you were going to give us one on love too, so lay it on us.
Oh sure, love. Three on love. Love going the extra mile. Love. From beneath the rubble, a flower grows. One of the ones I love about love is this one. It's a little lengthy. What is the value of a clear eye that knows us for who we are and loves us and sees that which is more than of mortal view that should ever be remembered and never die? What's the value of someone who really knows you and sees in you something more than just mortal things? Jesus.
I mean, and you just whip these off like, because I said to you, I remember when we first met, I said, you are unconscious confident with it. It flows out of you because you saw in your mentor, you saw in your mentor just how amazing Dr. Bainton, and you saw his work ethic. And that one person, just like Dr. Holda Clark in health coaching, just changed my life, and I wanted to mentor this world-renowned person. Though you just never know when interaction, when your your motivation, you were motivated. You were the top student, meets destiny. Well, you have a situation as you were going, well, I sent something on the moon, on a capsule. Oh, yeah. And they wanted another one, and NASA this. I did this for Trump. I mean, we're not talking about the playing cards. We're talking former president, president-elect, and soon to be president again, 47, Donald J. Trump. How did that connection happen? Please share.
Well, we were contacted by Author Reputation Press, with whom I have a business deal, a very special business deal. It's not the usual one. And they said, hey, we liked your book of quotes. It was one from all the sayings from the Grand Tetons. They said, you're in line to be the author of the year for Christianity Today. And they said, the word got, I've been doing books of quotes for different people, custom ones. I've done it for Tony and different people. But we had friends that knew Trump, and they said, let's just send him five quotes. And the word came back, they liked them. And then we said, okay. So we sent quotes for the next 4 or 5 days, and the word came back, says, Trump really likes them. And so it just continued on. It never stopped. And I said something to Trump one day. I said, if we had sent you anything other than quotes, like maybe block print a page or a half page, I said, you wouldn't have read it because it just takes up too much time. The moment you see too many words, your mind says, hey, I don't have time for this. I've got to get going. But a quote, I said, you stopped and read. I said, the same thing can happen to all of the people who follow you. So we did a couple of memes and quotes for him, and a lot. I remember one he used. He said, I like this one. Principled people invite questions. Unprincipled people fight questions.
What you're doing. Oh, no, they're all fun. I mean, Eric, you're just fun. But that's how education through quotation, and I just want to throw this out here. I mean, education through quotation, I believe that Eric's going to do something as an envoy to our Department of Education, because that's where it is. What is your acrostic stand for, T-A-B, or is it D? Because you just whipped that on me a couple of days ago.
No, keep tab. Keep tab is
so
okay. This goes back.
What does it stand for?
Think, act, bell together. Let's keep tabs on each other. Are we thinking? Are we in communicating? Are we acting? Are we building something? Think, act, build.
Because you think and it comes out in language. You act, and your family's been built, absolute famous builders forever and ever. Well, we are building this thing called Beauty and the Best. Who knew
Let me say something about the Beauty and the Best.
Before you do, let me finish. You're going to, but let me finish my thought. This is really important because when motivation and your discipline meets destiny, just like Dr. Hulda Clark with me, just like Dr. Bainton with you, you never know when you're being prepped for this next thought, because you've been doing this customized for people for years, 20,000 quotes, you're a quote master. That's why Tony calls you this. But who knew that 3 weeks ago I'd be sitting on Tony's couch, he hands me the phone, when motivation meets destiny. And here, within 3 weeks, we are producing, and it will be out as an Amazon and Barnes & Noble bestseller just in time to at least get the download to be in your Christmas stocking, Beauty and the Best. Take it away, Eric. Please share.
Yeah, now listen, the best, okay, I have a great quote in the book says, the best is as far different from the good as the good is from the bad. Now listen, the creation is a seamless ball of openness with solidness with completeness. And then there's lots of adjectives. Okay. A human being starts out not, those three areas are like lineal. There's a gulf between them. You have to learn to have openness and then learn to add solidness and then learn to be complete with beauty. Okay, so when you do, though, here's the rule. It's the greatest principle I have ever heard. Best attracts best. Like attracts like. Best attracts best. Less attracts less. Literally, what you're making, you're your own art piece, your own canvas. What you make, it attracts from the universe. And that's why abundance and not scarcity is the real future here. That's why we're going into a golden age. If you, it says in Romans 8, Bible says, the whole creation waits for the revealing of sons and daughters of God because they live their best. They live with openness. They live with solidness. They live with completeness. They think. They act. They build. The more you bring those together, the more you make yourself a living word who lives like this, the creation plays back to you. It's like a piano. It plays back to the level you bring to it. And there's no end. There's absolutely no end.
And so this will go to infinity. It will go to infinity. I know it will.
This book in particular is picking up from Ralph Waldo Emerson, the greatest of American writers, who they said he wrote 4,000 sayings. And I've got 20,000, but he's by far the best before me. And he said no one ever came away from a Ralph Waldo Emerson lecture not called, no matter their philosophy or theology, to not live their very best. So I picked up that ball in quantity and quality, in epigram and essay, in style and substance. I'm very much continuing Ralph Waldo Emerson, and he just was like an American elder who spread wisdom and language to the whole. He used those epigrams not just to entertain, but to change and transform lives. And that's what this book's going to do, because the more you get out of doing the good, do the best. The good is going to turn out to not be good enough.
Yes. Yes, because
there it is.
I had a wonderful executive coach one time, Eric, that said, you can be good, you can be great, but why just settle for great, be the best? And that's what you are. So how do you see your future? I want to just go back. You started with Trump. Let's end with President Trump, because we've talked so much in these last 3 weeks. You become my daily business husband here as publisher, and you being the artist of these quotes, I can truthfully say this. So you would say we're entering into this golden age. Just share what you see in the future as we close out, please.
Okay. What I believe the American people did this election, they voted. It wasn't just on economic issues. It wasn't just on border issues. But I tell you, there's one thing everybody's agreed on. We don't want to hate each other. We don't want to be super divided. We don't want to call Hitlers. We don't want to have lawfare. We don't want to, wait a minute here. We're just not that divided locally. And we may differ on issues, but we're done with that. Now, what I'm working on is to build a quote-based language where people can start to talk to each other. Because here's the thing is, your young people are totally, 20% of them, they went for Trump and they said, we don't want the media and the education system just to talk down to us. We want to really do something with our lives. Well, they're ready to hear from real builders, from real people like you who are building their lives up. They're ready to roll. And if we facilitate that, help them, here's where the quote language helps. They can see a quote. They either like it or they don't like it. They trust it. I was just at a small meeting with 50 entrepreneurs. I got to speak to a lot of them. What I did was I listened to each one of them. I heard their key words, their key interests. Then I gave them quotes that matched that. Everyone opens up and talks to you. So what I'm trying to do is a common language so American people don't fight anymore, but they talk. Does that make sense?
Yes, because you are the epitome of language, and it's just been so amazing and rich. So all I'm going to say is make sure Healthopedia is honored and privileged. As I said in my publisher's note, I almost have it done, Eric, because we're going fast and furious here. I said it's a profound pleasure and honor that Beauty and the Best is being brought to the world with this unique mental, emotional, and spiritual information. That's what you're doing. And I think that with the magic that you have started, Beauty and the Best continues. If somebody can just be so, just, oh, pass the salt and pepper. Oh, I've got a quote that's on the moon. And as I said at the very, very beginning, as you are a quantum energy aficionado and really expert, well, it just didn't happen. It happened under Dr. Baton's tutelage because you were there, you prepped yourself, you did the work, and opportunity just happened, and it was your destiny because you were motivated to be self-motivated. Your artificial intelligence is not that AI. It's artistic intelligence, just like the cover, and it truly is a work of art. Eric, your words are a work of art. And as you said, let's just wow people. I used to say wow, Eric, stood for woman of wonder. Oh, no. You just gave me a new inspiration, just like you do every single time we talk. It is wow stands for a world of wonder.
It's
wonder.
Beautiful.
It's a wonder that Tony Doty, the Dreammaker himself, put us together, because that's what Les Brown, I'm going to use one more quote by him. He says, what we need in this world is a community of conscious-minded, servant heart leaders. Eric Zander, you are the quote master, but you are the heart master to bring not only beauty to the best to the world. It'll be on the download it so that you can get it from Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Start your holiday and start your New Year's with beauty and the best, because as you allowed me to write in my publisher's note to honor my husband, the late Dr. Robert H. Baer, who loved beauty. He has had a master's, and it was going to be a PhD in art history, architecture and archaeology. What he said when he was awarded that number 8 of all time from Oxford University as one of the most prolific, and what they said was the most, what did they use the word? Prolific and most experienced authority in archaeology. That's you. You're prolific, but you're an experienced authority. Listen to what Eric says. You want to listen to this broadcast and get those quotes off of him. You're going to have to stop this recording and then write it down. Get your pen and paper, get your computer ready, and just experience Eric. Because when I awarded and just acknowledged him for this award, I said, Big Bear, you're number 8 in all of archaeology, but in the entire Oxford University, history of Oxford. But it was like, Eric, what you said about the moon. Oh, 'tis nothing. He just was askance because he came back to me and said, when you're the best, people will feel you. Eric Zander, you are the quote master. We feel you tonight, and you will feel the beauty, because Eric Zander, you are the best. Peter, back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Eric, for being here. Zender is Z-E-H-N-D-E-R. You're going to be able to find that book by referencing Jody Baer. We'll make sure we have a link in there as well when that's published. And Jody, thanks for being here. Eric, thanks as usual for being here. For those people listening in, check them out. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.